What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket has been punched and another soul has boarded the termination train. Now, this article was published on the 27th of November. Auburn man charged in his wife's offlining over non-existent affair. Gentlemen, if there's one thing that we know in this life, where there is smoke, there is definitely a fire. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The article's lengthy, so I picked out the meatiest parts. 37-year-old Auburn man is accused of strangling his wife to deletion in their bed on Sunday morning because he suspected she was having an affair with a relative's husband. Though police later determined there was no indication she was involved in an adulterous relationship, according to King County prosecutors. Gentlemen, I just have to ask, when is the last time the police ever actually investigated an accusation of adultery? When? Yeah, right, no. Most of the times when a man wants to complain that his wife might be cheating, he's gaslitting into submission and told that he's crazy. So I don't believe in my heart of hearts that they actually investigated his claims of his wife being unfaithful. Saeed Nazir Sadat was charged Wednesday with premeditated first-degree termination in the death of 42-year-old Gidi Sadat. Once again, gentlemen, older woman, younger man, relationship dynamic. Prosecutors allege the offlining is a crime of domestic violation and was committed within sight or sound of children, an aggravating factor that, if proven, could provide the basis for an exceptional sentence. Ah, yes, they want to go ahead and make sure to throw the book at this man. He remains jailed in lieu of a $3 million bail and is scheduled to be arraigned Wednesday. Saeed called 911 just before 8 a.m. Sunday and reported that he had offlined his wife 30 minutes earlier inside of their apartment at the Gentry Walk Apartments in the 12,700 block of Southeast 312th Street, charging papers say. He stated that he had already called his sister to come pick up the couple's three children, who were sleeping in another bedroom, the charges say. Auburn police officers arrived and detained Saeed, placed the children into protective custody, summoned medics, who then confirmed that Gidi was deleted on the bed, according to the charges. She had extensive bruising on her throat, consistent with fingerprint impressions, the charges say. In an interview with detectives, the charges say Saeed told them he and his wife were from Afghanistan. married there in 2013 in an arranged marriage and immigrated to the U.S. 2 years ago. He said he became suspicious his wife was having an affair with her relative's husband about a year ago, based on conversations he'd overheard between them, charging papers say. He could not explain the context or content of those conversations, but described him as being inappropriate because of culture, a detective wrote in charging papers. He also claimed his wife had gone to other couples' homes without his permission. Well, well, well. You see, a man of his culture. He said, yes, some of those conversations he deemed were inappropriate because of his culture. See, that's a part of the American society that expects people from foreign countries to completely assimilate to American society. And unfortunately, some of that assimilation means bowing down to American feminism. However, there are cultures out there that do not bow down to feminism. Afghanistan being one of those cultures, because we all know what happens when America pulled out of Afghanistan. What happened? That's right. The Taliban came in and wrecked shop, and feminism was pretty much expelled from that country and that culture. But, gentlemen, here's a man that definitely was part of that culture who said, nah, we're not doing this. So yeah, ladies, if you're from a different culture, guess what? You're gonna have to uphold the traditions of your said culture, because those men over there, we know they do not play. Those women over there, when America pulled out, what happened? They got ashy sandals all up in their asses. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I watched some of the videos of the aftermath, and those men went to work. But that is another topic for another time. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their apartment. Got to give that a 10. Method of execution, the hands of hate. Got to give that a 50. Psychological impact, the children were asleep, so we're going to give that the standard 40, because they had to call in the boys in blue and the medics. Or should we say the coroners? 40 for that one. And for the brutality factor, they said she had fingerprint indentations on her neck. This dude definitely wanted to make sure that she was pushing up daisies. So I'm going to get the brutality factor a 50. So Saeed, Stranglehold Sadat gets a score of 150. Gentlemen, as you know, I'm going to reiterate, there are men of cultures who do not tolerate American feminism. Nope. As we all know, the men of India, yeah. We may call them one of the most cucked countries out there, but when those men decide it's time to put that mask on, oh, they get to it and they get to work, which is why they earned the moniker Maskistan. But yet and still, This man was from Afghanistan. And we know the history behind what happened when America pulled out. Like I said before, those men went to work. All the weak simps, they were gotten rid of. The women were put right back under those ashy sandals. And people want to say, oh my God, these men are so barbaric. But they got control of their society, unlike over here, where it's damn near a free-for-all. But once again, that is another topic for another time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you foreign-born women who think that you're going to immigrate to America and that America's protections are going to become your protections, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystal damn clear. The power that you think that American feminism is going to give you when you come here, that will go out. Feminism itself, which is honestly not something that foreign women were privy to, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, men of these said foreign cultures, they don't tolerate feminism. They don't. And when it comes to it, they will put an ashy sandal up that woman's ass. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.